95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
How do?
Hey, man. You just said how do.
What?
I don't know. I answered.
How do? Was that an old cowboy thing? Where did I get that from?
Do I what? How yeah, do? I don't know. That sounds like you should have a 10-gallon hat on.
I should. Absolutely
you
should.
You do have spurs. That's a little weird.
Well, listen, I wear those on Thursdays. That's what I kind of...
Today, Thursday?
One of my things, yes.
Woo!
Today is Thursday.
Hell yeah, that's Friday Eve.
Or as we call it, Friday Eve.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yeah.
Worst things you've seen customers do. Now, a lot of people have had to take jobs that they don't love pay the bills.
Yeah, you never worked retail, right?
I didn't.
Lucky you. I never worked food service.
I'm incredibly lucky.
But I worked retail, and it blows.
Oh, I would have gotten fired. I don't think I could have done it.
I quit.
Because it takes an amount of patience that I don't think I have. So we'll talk about that in the 5 o'clock.
You know, people, I worked at a video store for a while, and people would come in and go, what's in that's good? And I'm like, I enjoy the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, ma'am. Why are you asking me?
Yeah.
Lunatic.
Do you enjoy an occasional pet birthday party?
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
Don't lie. You heard me.
No.
A pet birthday party.
What? I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to go and get wasted at one, but no, I don't think I've ever been.
Yeah, but you're only going to go to drink.
Exactly.
That's the only reason.
Anything that says ends in party, I'm in.
We're
going
to talk to people who have pet birthday parties.
Except for a few political parties. Uh-huh.
That's true, yes. In the 4 o'clock hour. We have People Are Dumb on the program today, this hour.
Uh-huh.
And you called 911. Sluggo was a 911 operator. See if you can get your head around that. Imagine reaching him on the other end of the line.
What do you want?
In your worst crisis moment.
That doesn't sound like much of an emergency. Screw you.
Call back if it gets worse.
If you can't stop the bleeding, call in an hour or two.
Plus, in less than 10 minutes, we'll give you the word this hour so that you can text in and win $2,000. That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Let's talk about calling 911. There was a business that called 911 on a customer because they were so upset.
You know, I had plenty of customers I would have liked to call 911. Just get them out of here.
Apparently, things escalated because they wanted more toppings on their what they call chips in England, which are French fries.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted more toppings, and they got to the point where they couldn't come to a reasonable conclusion with this person that wanted more cheese on it.
Not an emergency.
Not at all.
No.
And the business called 911 and said, hey, we've got people here. They're out of control and we can't control them and blah, 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 blah.
Are they smashing the place up? Are they breaking windows?
I don't know. It doesn't say exactly what they did.
People call 911 because their foot hurts.
He took a picture of the meal he was served and he was with his woman and girlfriend, little sister, and they just caused a ruckus in the business called 911.
Right.
Now, that's not the point I want to bring up. The point I want to bring up is calling 911.
Mm-hmm. If your house is on fire, if there's an intruder, if you've got a gun in your face, call 911.
Sligo was a 911 operator.
Oh, my God. And people are so ridiculous.
What percentage of the calls were true emergencies?
1%.
One.
Yes.
99% were worthless.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
It's amazing.
All right. So I'd like...
I mean, that might be an exaggeration. Let's say 12%. But seriously, the vast majority are things you can deal with on your own.
So I'd like for you, the KLOS listener, to tell on yourself. You called 911.
For a dumb reason.
And in retrospect...
Good idea.
Maybe you're embarrassed by it. Or you think you shouldn't have, or at the time you thought you should, but then later you were like, what was I doing?
I mean, that is so much trouble, stress for dispatchers as well, because you're sitting there listening to all this nonsense on a regular basis. Generally, people trying to get their neighbors or exes in trouble. That's right. What most of them are.
Right.
And then when something really does come in, you know, you're not sure, you got to make sure, every single call you have to look at very carefully.
Of course.
Think about and listen to what they say and see if they have a history of calling. I mean, there's so many things going on.
So you called 911, 818-955-KLOS.
And wasted their time.
In retrospect, maybe even at the time you didn't know it.
Yeah.
But in retrospect, you go, what was I doing? Why was I calling 911?
No wonder they made fun of me.
I mean, listen, if 90% of them that come in are ridiculous, that means there are a lot of people listening who've done that.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
So call us at 818-955-KLOS. If you tell on yourself, we won't make fun of you. I can't promise that.
I mean, what are you saying?
I can't promise that.
Who is this?
But 818-955-KLOS. You called 911. And in retrospect, what? Sligo was a 911 operator.
What?
Said 9 out of 10 calls were absurd.
Yeah.
Were just a waste of time.
Really not an emergency.
So we're sort of asking you to tell on yourself. In retrospect, you called 911, and maybe you shouldn't have. KLOS, hello.
911, what's your emergency?
Hello?
911, what's your emergency?
Oh, my God. I thought I dialed.
No, that is something you hear a lot.
This is, okay, she thought. Why? Don't do that.
Because, why not? That's exactly what happens, though.
Oh, I didn't mean to.
Of course. KLOS, hello.
Hi, calling 911 when I shouldn't have.
Yes, you did that?
Oh, I totally did that.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, so I was driving into town, and the town was Hemet. It was a couple years ago. I had my whole family in the car with me. You know, I was going down Gilman Hot Springs Road, is a windy road in the backside of town. And I saw a car down in the riverbed, and I got excited. So, you know, I thought something was wrong.
Right.
I pulled over to the side of the road. I called 911.
That seems valid. You're concerned. Operator.
Yeah. I get down there, and it's just a bunch of tweakers going through a wrecked car.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. Here, you're trying to save a life. And you're busting up a party by accident.
But at least your intent was good.
No, that's a good reason to call.
I'm going to stand by your call.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to say you did the right thing.
And a professional says you're right.
Thank you.
That would be Kevin, of course.
KLOS, hello. You called 911?
Well, my husband did. He called 911 because there was a police helicopter over our house for hours, and he had to work the next day. Right. So he calls 911 on them, and the guy goes, "You do realize that you're calling the police on the police."
That is so funny. What did he hope to accomplish? Just that they would move on?
Oh, he was just being a bitch.
Oh, I see. I got you. Okay.
Yeah, no, there you go. That's a good example.
He was being a bitch. I like it.
That is brilliant. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You called 911, and in retrospect, maybe you shouldn't have.
To be honest, I am actually one of those people that is like, okay, you should only call in emergencies. But right. I guess I wasn't always like that.
Right.
Because my parents had a phone back in the 90s when I was like a toddler that had a button to call 911, right. And I called it all the time.
But how old were you? How old were you?
I must have been like 2 or 3 or something, but it was to the point where they said that they were going to start fining them if I kept calling 911.
Yep. Why do they need a button that says for 911? All you got it's 3 numbers. That's
it
why
is
it's
3.
So
that's true.
I don't know why people do that, because little kids do that constantly.
You do good work, 2-year-old you. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
911.
Minutes away from People Are Dumb, but first we're talking about you called 911, and in retrospect, not such
probably
a great idea.
Probably shouldn't have done that.
KLOS, hello.
Years ago, I was out partying one night. I came home, and it was like, you know, almost 2 o'clock, and there's a 7-Eleven across the street from my house, and there's 2 cops parked in the parking lot, and they saw me pull into my house and get out. And I was like, I wanted to do one last beer run. So, and you know, I'm not real proud of this looking back. What I did was I called 911 and I told them down the street there were a couple of guys fighting on the corner. And like within a minute, the 2 cops took off so I could go over and get my beer and my hot dog and then hook it home.
I mean, I give you points for creativity.
Yeah, I got her done.
KLOS, hello.
So in the Disney animated Hercules movie, something bad happens and somebody yells, quick, call IXII.
That's very funny.
Very hilarious.
I approve of that.
It was very funny.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. A few minutes, we're going to talk about pet birthday parties.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Pet birthday parties.
Birthday parties.
For your pet?
For your pets.
Oh, you got to wear a silly hat and get around on all 4. Where's that dog girl? The girl that acted like a dog?
Oh, good question.
I bet she's been to a few of those.
Oh, no, that's not what they do, though. They dress up their dogs and their cats. Oh. They dress them up.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
So we need
give one for a bird.
Talk about that in a few minutes.
Let's see how that goes.
Right now, it's time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Cops in Florida, hard to believe, say a guy named Kenneth Gray, 29 years old, tripped a silent alarm after jumping a fence early Monday at a Red Mesa Cantina in St. Petersburg in Florida.
Okay.
When officers arrived at the restaurant, Gray was seated inside a fenced area near an outdoor bar in what?
In his birthday suit.
Close enough.
Yeah.
With his pants opened And genitals exposed.
Oh, ta-da!
Mm-hmm.
Everybody get a microscope out.
He was detained and subsequently charged with loitering and prowling.
Prowling?
A misdemeanor.
Hey, you stop prowling in there!
After being read his rights, and by the way, I'm going to give you $100 if you get this right on the first guess.
Okay.
After being read his rights, Gray reportedly acknowledged trespassing and told police he was...
practicing for a new porn he's going to be in.
I mean, it's as good as any. There's no way you get it right.
I wanted that $100 so
He was
bad.
Doing a chant.
Chant?
And was cleansing himself spiritually.
Wait a minute. I've been cleansing myself spiritually all these years?
All these
Who
years.
Knew?
And they never told me that I would grow hair on my hand if I chanted and cleansed myself spiritually. That's absurd. So the guy was...
Wait, the place was closed?
The place was closed.
Why did he decide this was the place to cleanse?
He jumped the fence and there was a table there and he just needed to be cleansed.
Do you have any outdoor seating? By the way, not that table because we saw it in the news.
Any table but that, please.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it!
I got an email that sent me to a Huffington Post article. And the Huffington Post article says, how to throw your dog a birthday party. Here's everything you need.
Oh, that's nice. Fido's going to have all his friends over. They're going to wear silly hats. They're going to smell each other's butts.
Let's start with this.
Okay.
I love animals. Especially dogs.
I don't trust anybody who doesn't like
animals.
Love. They're the best.
Right.
Much better than humans.
But the birthday party for the pet.
That's crossing a line.
That's a pet parent thing.
Kevinville.
Well, I just feel like the pet doesn't enjoy the party.
Maybe
you dress it up to be cute or whatever.
Maybe they love it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
What about those of us who have no children in the world, Kevin?
Oh, celebrate all you want.
Okay.
Just don't put the pet in something completely ridiculous and uncomfortable. Just let the pet enjoy its life.
Or maybe the pet, maybe you don't care. No, I guess I don't.
So here are the things that they say to have. Special flower crown or collar.
No.
That you put on your pet.
No.
A bag of healthy dog food.
Not healthy. It's their birthday. That's when you go crazy. Get them whatever they want.
A dog stroller.
A dog stroller?
No.
Someone to stroll the dog while you're inside getting high on their birthday?
A party supply decorative kit. So it says, let's potty with a PAWTY. A whole bunch of tennis balls. This is an actual list. That's a serious article.
Well, that's kind of a good idea, though. That one is.
Shut up.
You don't need hats and
a little bow tie tuxedo. Yeah, they love it. Or grab a sweet floral dress for your birthday princess.
Oh.
And here's what I would say about that.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you have the cutest dog or cat in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And looks great in this. No cat or dog is like, yes.
I'm so happy about this. I'm so glad it's my birthday.
I'd like to stay in this dress for the rest of my life.
Well, there have to be a few that don't mind. I think at best, don't mind.
I had one of my daughters wanted to celebrate our pet, our dog.
Yeah.
Its birthday.
Right.
And she would bring home dresses and outfits, and little hats and all kinds of little things. And I would, as her parent,
poop
be responsible.
The whole thing.
And I would hide it. I would take the little dress and I would hide it. I would put it under a couch cushion or
You'd
something
be like,
else.
Oh, I don't know where it is, dear. While she's frantically looking to try and celebrate your
birthday. And then she would say,
birthday.
Dad, do you know anything about what happened? And I would go, nope.
I bet the dog ate it.
Sure don't know. Hope you can find it.
How old was she at this point?
Probably 8.
Oh, so you get away with
that
then.
Yes, but she also kind of knew.
Sure.
Because I would always mock her. I would go, the dog doesn't want to be put in that.
Sounds like a really mean dad. It's very funny.
A box of party hats.
Mean.
A dog doesn't want a hat. Stop it. Dogs don't want hats. Stop it.
But, you know, if the dog doesn't even know, which I think is most likely the
case,
who cares? I mean, I think it's kind of silly, but I'm not opposed. I just think it's...
Well, the dog hats are $5.99 at Amazon.
Opposed.
If you'd like.
Nope.
If you'd like that.
Shut it down. That's
an
too
assortment
much.
Of ropes and other chew toys. Okay, that I can see, because that's something
the
pet enjoys.
Like,
Dog paw washer cup.
No.
Don't
Again,
need that.
That's no fun on a birthday.
Listen to this idea. And then we're going to take your calls on your pet birthdays.
Or if you've been to one.
And why they are the best. We want to talk to you for sure.
Or the worst.
818-955-KLOS. Here's another one that you need to have for a pet birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
A pack of wet naps.
No, you don't need that.
Nothing says party like a pack of wet naps.
You need a six-pack of beer or a keg or something.
A cozy plush bed. Okay, I can see that a pet would like a soft
bed. That's just a present. I mean, if you can't figure that out for yourself, what do you need this
article for? A customizable pup goodie bag. So it's a goodie bag that says, thank you for coming to our party.
Right.
So you throw a party, or somebody that you know throws a party for their pet and dresses them up.
I bet John Frost does this. I bet he has pet parties.
I'll bet there are a lot of people who do this.
I'm trying to think of people we know.
And again, I'm not coming at this from a I hate pets. I'm coming at this from the pet's not enjoying it like you.
Well, you really, I think it's more you would hate to have to go to one. You're afraid someone
might. Oh, I would never go to one.
You wouldn't actually go?
No, God, no.
Even if it's a dear friend or a relative?
No, to a pet party?
What if your grandma was like, you know, I've only got Whiskers now, and I'm going to throw him a party. And you wouldn't go?
No.
You're a bastard.
No, let's not be ridiculous.
You're a bastard.
I don't want to encourage
poor grandma.
Poor grandma to spend her remaining few years putting a hat on a pet. That a pet's not going to like.
What if it makes her happy?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't matter if it makes her happy. I'm saying that. Think of the pet.
Think of a pet. Think
That's
of Whiskers.
All I'm saying.
Whiskers doesn't want this
does
hat.
Does Whiskers want that?
No.
Whiskers does not want that.
Probably
hat.
Not.
So pet birthday parties. You're one of those people. And I know you're out there, and there are a lot of you. I know I'm in the minority. But let's stop it. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. I'm the only one, aren't I?
Yeah,
I'm
possible.
Kind of the Scrooge.
I don't dress my animals up at all, even for their birthdays, but I'm not opposed.
I don't think the pets like it.
I kind of agree with you. Mine would be freaking out. Get this off
right,
me! What the
right.
hell are
of
you
course.
Doing?
All right, KLOS. Hello, who's this?
My pet's insane, though.
Hi. So my name's Kat. Well, I want to tell you that I'm in the pet industry, mm-hmm. and I've been in it for a long, long time. I work for a veterinarian right now, and it's a thing.
Good for you. It's a thing. I know I'm in the minority here. I understand that.
We had a little doggy come in yesterday for surgery, and it came in the cutest outfit. The cutest little outfit.
Did the pet enjoy the cute outfit?
Yeah, was the pet happy, though, to be dressed thusly?
Not about surgery. Yes, yes.
No, and, you're wrong. Yeah. You're just, it's not.
No.
Who knows more about this, me or you who work at a vet?
We put clothes on the cats that run around the hospital, everything. It's a thing. They love it.
They love it or you love it?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, there you go. Well, there you go. So a little looking at it a bit different. That's what Kevin wants. He wants to ruin your day.
No, I'm not trying to ruin your day. I'm just saying I doubt the pets enjoy it as much as you think they do.
So we fashion a little Shriners, the little hats the Shriners wear.
Yes.
I fashioned one out of a plastic bag and made the kitty wear it all day yesterday. And he loved it. He didn't even try to take it off.
All day yesterday. I'd like to talk to that cat. I would love to talk to that cat.
Actually, I would like to get that hat and put it on Kevin tomorrow here in the studio.
Make me wear it.
Can I borrow that? Yeah.
All right.
Right on. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
Pet parties. You do it? I'm just suggesting that your pets don't love dressing up.
Yeah, for when you're going to have a party, you don't really need to dress up frisky.
If you're going to have a pet party, mm-hmm. Sure, get them a gift. Get them toys. Get them snacks.
Sure. Have their, you know, pet friends come over.
But don't get them a sweet floral dress, as this says, for your birthday princess. Come on now.
Birthday princess.
Pets don't love that.
That's you. You're the birthday princess.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're an aggressive, bad pet parent?
Man, these people that dress up their pets are insane.
Somebody agrees with me, finally.
Animals do not like that. My sister has a little dog, and she puts hair clips in the thing's hair.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but they'll
what's
claim,
wrong with you?
But they'll claim till the end of time that that dog loves that.
Horrible. It's horrible. You're going to put your dog in a purse and walk around the mall with it? Stop it.
I mean, I think
just
that's my...
Stop it.
Just
What's
stop
wrong
it?
With society?
I'm with you.
Well, there you go. There's just, one for Kevin, one again. Again. Whatever. 818-955-KLOS.
You have pet parties?
I like the way you say that. It's so like,
listen.
What is wrong with you?
Do not get me started on pets getting married.
Oh, pet weddings.
Don't get me started.
That one actually does kind of bother me. They're not going to... Are they going to... consummate
yes.
the
yes,
marriage?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can stand around
and
watch?
They're going to be faithful.
Hey, look, you got another bone.
In Huffington Post, I saw how to throw your dog a birthday party. Here's everything you need. I'm just talking about the little hats that you make them wear that they hate.
Kevin's very anti.
And a special flower crown or collar. Look, if your pet is fighting you and is clearly unhappy.
This is terrible.
Can't you have a party around the pet?
Get this off my head.
Get the pet.
Where are all these people here? I'm barking at them. I hate them.
Toys and snacks and everything else that they do like. A dog stroller. Let's not get a dog stroller. That's one of the things that they say that you should get.
Oh, so that way they don't have to walk that day?
I guess. Yeah. A little bow tie tuxedo? No, no.
Do you want to wear a bow tie tuxedo on your birthday?
Do not want to ever wear that.
How much more so your pet?
Agreed.
I guess I have to agree.
KLOS, hello.
Pet parties, yeah, man. We throw a pet party for our dog for his birthday. He's 11 now. Happy birthday, Boomer, in September.
Does he like it?
Yeah, he likes it because it's an excuse to get together with friends and family, have some beers, fire up the barbecue.
Fine with that. How do you dress the dog on the party?
We put a hat on him, but he does have this look on his face like, you son of a bitch.
Really? He might not like it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So what I'm getting is, and I approve of this, that it kind of annoys the dog slightly, but not so much as to really upset the dog. Right, and it's an excuse to party! Woo!
It's an excuse to get together with his family and have some food and beer.
You can't do that without annoying your dog.
We do wrap presents for him, so he does love that tremendously.
Sure.
He loves wrap, tearing up the wrap, and then finding out that he's got a new toy.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense. We just kind of throw the toy on the floor. There's your new happy birthday.
Yeah, you don't need to unwrap it.
Whatever, man.
Yes, but the toys the dog gets, he clearly enjoys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we'll throw him a steak, and he's happy.
Now, what I'm saying is don't put the hat on him. No hat.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, calling about the people that dress up their animals.
Yes, please.
I don't have any animals because I'm selfish and lazy, but
that's why I don't have any kids.
I love it. Go ahead.
The reason.
If you wonder why you find poop in your shoes, that's because
you thought it would be great to dress up your pet for his birthday party.
You have it exactly.
Yes. All right. I got two votes.
They can't talk to you, so that's how they communicate to you.
That is correct.
That's beautiful. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Yeah. I think a pet party is a terrible idea. It's super selfish. I mean, my wife is trying to do it with my dog, and I totally...
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a half Rhodesian Ridgeback, half Bull Terrier.
And if this party happens, is there going to be hell to pay?
Oh, that's not going to happen. It used to go down, but I stopped. Now, first birthday, I go to the park, I give him a cheeseburger with fries and an IPA.
Hey, that's a good birthday present.
And an IPA.
I got to say, let the wife have her weird fun, though. I think it's...
How do you stop?
I can't say nice.
How do you stop her from dressing up your pet?
When it gets really cold on certain nights, she's allowed to put a sweater on her, but that's as far as it goes.
All right, I got you. But that's not a birthday party. That's just a regular
thing.
That's
just keeping the animals comfortable.
Thanks
for calling. I like a cheeseburger and beer.
IPA.
For a party.
KLOS, hello.
I'm calling about the pet people.
Yes.
Listen, do not the animals already have a coat? They are already dressed.
I like the way you put that. It was very Shakespearean.
Agreed, although I felt like I was in trouble. But you're taking my side. You're saying the pets don't like it.
Of course they don't like it. Imagine being in the heat and having somebody put more clothes on top of you when you're already wearing a fur coat. Stop.
I love the way you think, not just because you agree with me, but mostly.
Hey, you know, I have a good thought process, Kevin.
There you go. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Well, it's starting to look like pet parties are in serious trouble. Kevin is leading the way to bring them down and crash.
Your cat doesn't want to wear a dress.
818-955-KLOS if you disagree.
I found an article about how to throw your dog a birthday party. And it includes hats and little dresses and all
kinds. I'm not coming to your damn dog party, Kevin.
I don't blame you because I would be torturing my dog. When my sweet little girl thought it would be cute to dress up our dog.
Mm-hmm. When she was 8, you said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would hide the dress.
The dog dress?
And she would say, Dad, do you know what happened to the dress? And I go, nope.
Vicious. Cruel. Hilarious.
No idea. So 818-955-KLOS, welcome to the Pet Torture Hotline.
Hi, we give our dog a birthday party. I rented out a hot dog restaurant, and everybody came with their kids and the dogs. It was Scooby-Doo themed, and everybody had to wear hats.
So far, so good. But did the pet wear the hat?
Yes, they wore.
I got to jump in, too, with one question. I mean, you were having it at a hot dog place. Isn't that a little threatening to the dog? Hey, look what we could do. You don't enjoy yourself at the party today.
Exactly. No, well, we always have fun. And there's a bakery at the Grove that just bakes for dogs.
Right. Oh, listen, I like that. I'm in favor of all of that. Fantastic. Let's feed the dogs.
He just
and cats
doesn't want a hat on Fido.
Just don't make him put a hat on and wear an outfit.
That is so funny. I have a better story than that, though. The dog was a service dog, a boxer, beautiful boxer. And so we went to a medical marijuana store in West Hollywood, and in front of us in line was Mike Tyson.
Okay.
And I tapped him on the shoulder, and I said, hey, do you know what kind of dog this is? He goes, it's a boxer, and he punched his hands in the air.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's pretty great.
That's hilarious.
Was he wearing a hat at the time?
Did you make him wear a hat? Hey, Mike, put this on. Yeah, it's dog's birthday.
Mike Tyson. Was he wearing the hat?
In a marijuana store. That was
Thanks for calling. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, I have a dog, Roberta, America's Staffordshire Bull Terrier. She loves outfits all the way. She loves it. She loves it. She loves it.
How do you know, though, for sure? She can't purr.
She smiles, and when I take her to the store to buy outfits, she actually picks them out, puts it on, and shows everybody, hey, look at me.
You are a crazy human being.
That sounds like you're talking about Quiche Lorraine.
And on my phone, she has her Christmas dress, which she posed for. Not my son, my dog, my baby girl.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling.
So there you have it, Kevin. Dogs love dressing up.
That's what we've heard.
There's no doubt about it anymore.
Yeah, that's okay.
Zero doubt.
It's a thing. Great. Great.
Now put this hat on.
Great. The world.
Finish it!
It just seems
finish like it!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Earlier today, we talked about this pub that called the police after a mother and son complained about their portion of chips.
Oh, yes.
Which in England, they call chips our French fries.
When they also dial 999, which makes for a lot more wrong numbers.
Correct. A dad got so angry that a portion of chips came without the advertised sauce. That the police had to be called.
And precious.
Now, earlier in the show, we talked about people calling 911 when they maybe shouldn't have. This is a different angle on the same story, and that is the most worst things you've seen customers do. The worst things you've seen customers do.
Whether you're behind the counter or just in line
with them. Or just happen to be in line, or happen to be eating at a restaurant when something goes down.
Right.
But just the, I am always so grateful for the guys and girls that do service at restaurants.
No kidding.
Because I can't imagine the nonsense that they have to put up with 24/7.
Tips so big just because, blah.
Same.
Blah.
Just thank God I don't have to do your job. Thank God you're doing that. Yes. And you have the patience of a saint.
No kidding.
And it just drives me out of my mind when just to think about some of the customers.
Yep.
So the worst thing you've seen a customer do, 818-955-KLOS. Now, I know a lot of people take these jobs because they need the money. They don't take the job because they love it.
No.
Hey, I can't wait to serve somebody, you know, a French fry. That's going to be great. Almost everybody is there because they have to be there and they need a paycheck, and they get just destroyed by customers all the time.
I really do actually judge people on how they treat wait staff. If when a group of people, maybe there's a couple I don't know too well and they're dicks to a wait staff, I'm like, I write you off.
Same.
Like, I ain't going to have anything to do. I'm never going to help you. I'm never going to do anything for you.
I'm going to see how you treat people who are helping you and are serving you when they really don't have to.
Let's talk about nurses too. Like, having to put up with all the nonsense and
Look, we're not talking about nurses now, however. We're talking about customers.
Yes.
So you worked retail in Forever 21 like you did for all those years?
Still do. I'm still there.
Any kind of a clothing store, any kind of really restaurant, anywhere where customers are dicks.
Customers are the enemy.
And it just seems like that seems to be so much more. And people, especially right now, are so wound tight.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because of the last 3 years and everything that's going on with the pandemic and everything else. So worst thing you've seen a customer do, 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
Speaking of crying, you know, that's always one of the funniest things when you see a customer start busting.
That is hilarious.
I saw one of my favorite customers go south was this woman in Vegas was laying on the floor, pounding her fists and kicking the floor.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
And then, you know, security was around trying to pick her up and get her out. And you know what she was saying the whole time? I just want to party. I'm here to party.
Oh, my God.
That was the theme of the rest of the weekend. We were all like, I just want to party. I'm here to party.
We are talking about a pub in England that had to call the police after a mom and son complained that there wasn't enough cheese on their fries.
There's not enough cheese. I just wanted cheese.
So we're talking about, listen, people.
Come on.
The worst things you've seen customers do. You have one?
Let me tell you, that I worked for a really big franchise in L.A. They like blue and they have baseball hats on and stuff like that.
Right.
And they tell me, oh, you have to tell this person if they want to be in this beer line, you have to wear a mask.
Yeah, I can't imagine having to enforce that.
Yeah, that would be almost impossible.
Agreed. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Good, thank you. The worst thing you've seen a customer do?
I worked at Goblin Cash like 20-plus years ago.
Yep.
And they didn't like the food, obviously, or the order.
Right.
And I'm at the window, and they threw the food back at me inside, got all over the register. It turned into a small food fight because I started throwing it back.
I always wonder why, you know, when you see that happen, that people don't...
Listen, you're only human.
Yeah.
Why would they throw that food at you just because they didn't think they liked it?
And if the manager is not down with a Coke being back in their face, too bad. I would think.
That's right.
Yeah.
I appreciate that you threw it right back.
Yeah, me too.
Nicely done.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I managed an ice cream store. It was a 95-degree day, and I had just trained a girl who made an ice cream sundae, confused room temperature soft syrup with hot fudge.
Right.
Customer comes back 10 minutes later, takes the sundae, throws it all over the counter, fudge all over the store, yelling at the girl I just trained on her second or third day of work, and then I had to go and gracefully speak to the screaming customer about how I had just trained this girl, and I have never seen a grown man turn so bright red out of embarrassment.
Good! What a dick!
So at least he had the common courtesy to be
embarrassed about
being such a dick.
Yeah, well done. Yeah, well done.
Well done you.
Thanks for calling. Yeah. Leave them alone.
Right.
Jeez.
They're just people.
Yeah. They may...
818-955-KLOS.
That's standard.
We're talking about the worst thing you've seen a customer do.
I used to work at the bar. We have a chocolate fountain in the bakery section.
Pretty sweet.
And I saw a kid dipping his hands, you know, taking a bath with all the chocolate.
Oh, don't blame him.
When he was confronted, the mother was right there, and, you know, she made a big scene. How can you tell my son? He's just having fun.
Oh,
are you kidding?
You stupid cow.
Yeah. You know, when that happens, they gotta take the whole thing
down.
Put this new chocolate in it, and it's such a mess.
Why do you think we want to eat your brat's boogers in the chocolate,
That is a solid question.
She has to call the manager. How could you disrespect my son?
Ugh.
Yeah.
Because he's a brat, and you made him that way.
Well, that's crazy.
Right on. Well, you should have... Never mind. I guess that's
thanks
good.
For calling.
Yeah. I'm getting worked up. Having worked in retail, I can't stand these people.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, this is Marie.
Hi, Marie. We're talking about the worst thing you've seen a customer do.
Where I used to work, we would write people's names down. And at the time, it was 1 a.m., so this lady was drunk. She put her name as Bob. How was I supposed to know that, right?
Right.
And so she comes up to me. She's like, oh, it's my order ready. I'm like, well, what's your name? Sandy. I'm like, okay, Sandy, let me look for it. And I've been looking for an hour. And then I was like, what name did you put it under? And it was under Bob. And then this lady was about to throw down with me. I was about to throw down with a f***ing Bob. Can you believe that?
No.
Yeah, people are so stupid.
I don't understand that even for a second.
So stupid.
Yeah. You should have thrown down with Bob.
Yeah, Listen.
So that happened.
I was pretty close, but I mean, was it really worth?
No.
I quit anyway, but still.
No, you're right. You're right. It's better
you
not
to. You can't
do
anything, but you sure want to.
But I still like that guy who threw the food back in the fast food window. But yes, no, you did right. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I was a bartending in Texas, and a customer was in, and he grabbed my ass. And after I told him if he didn't stop, I was going to ask him to leave because he was really, really drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And he went out to the parking lot, and I guess I don't know if you've seen me before, but he popped my tire and then f***ed on it.
Oh,
wow.
Yes. It was horrible.
That is insane.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It was awful. He was like gross.
How dare you not let me grab your ass?
Yeah,
that's craziness.
Yeah.
and then pop my tire and then on it.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's by far pretty bad.
That is a pretty bad one, yeah.
Wow, what a total loser.
Thank you for calling. The worst thing you've seen a customer do. 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about the worst thing you've seen a customer do. KLOS, hello.
Hi, my name's Christina, and I actually calling regarding the worst thing a customer has done.
Yes, Christina.
So I don't know that it qualifies, but I used to work at Mirror, mm-hmm. and basically it used to be when I used to work there in high school, that apparently when the red light goes on, you can get a free Krispy Kreme.
I used to love that. I would wait for 24 hours for that light to come on.
Yeah, and a lot of people would do that. So this lady goes in, and we're literally giving her a hot glazed donut, but I guess it had been sitting there for like 2 minutes, and she was so pissed off because it wasn't one of the ones that was literally coming out. She grabs the donut and she chugs it at me. She just throws it at me.
That's so crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a donut. Yeah, you're in a donut shop. It's supposed to be the most wonderful place in the world.
I would have reglazed it and thrown it back.
And then she had the audacity to tell me, this is not a hot donut. I'm like, lady, it's a hot donut. I'm so sorry.
Wow.
And then, of course, I'm at this time, I'm in high school, so, you know, they train you on what to say. And,
of course.
You know, not be disrespectful to your customers, blah, blah, blah. So my manager comes running. She goes, oh, my goodness, ma'am. What's going on? And my manager hooks her up with a free dozen donuts.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah,
you've got to be kidding.
Managers, you're not helping. That's not helping.
No, it
is
not.
That's just making it worse.
Nope.
It's okay to throw out jerks. Get them out of there.
Thank you for calling,
right on,
Christy.
Thanks for calling. Thank you.
KLOS,
wow.
Hello? Hi.
Yes, hello.
Hi, we're talking about the worst thing that you've seen a customer do?
Yes. So I used to work at a cell phone store, and I was standing at the counter. A customer came in and handed me her phone, and she said, my phone's not working. Can you take a look at this? And I said, sure, no problem. As I opened up the phone and realized, I told her, hey, well, ma'am, your phone has got water damage. She at that point in time then proceeded to tell me that she dropped it in the toilet after she had just used the toilet.
Oh, no.
Wow, that's gross.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is wrong with people?
Oh, by the way, you know what? I forgot to mention.
yeah.
Just dropped it in the toilet.
Well, I'm sorry you had that happen, sir. That's disgusting.
Yeah. I know. It happens. It's part of the job.
Yeah,
you know, take care of these customers.
True that.
95.5 KLOS on California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Wanted to mention I have a podcast with Mike Catherwood, Psycho Mike, called Great News with Kevin and Mike. Because with all the news about the shooting 24/7, it can get so depressing.
Yeah, you got to stop doom scrolling and go find this.
Just a little balance for all the bad. Yeah. It's on YouTube or anywhere you find podcasts. Great News with Kevin and Mike. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. People who call 911 for ridiculous reasons. We got quite a few calls admitting perhaps they were responsible for wasting a little bit of time.
Turns out, not such an emergency after all.
Pet birthday parties are a thing. People put birthday hats and outfits on their animals, and I'm one of the only people that bothers.
Oh, wait, I thought you were one over. I thought you were going to start putting little hats on your pets.
I don't think the cats and the dogs like it.
No, I thought you'd been one over. That's a shame.
I don't think so. And the worst things you've seen a customer do, a waitress called to say a customer grabbed her ass. She told him to stop, and then he went out into the parking lot, flattened her tire, and then peed on it.
With his tiny penis.
Yes.
All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace
out. Who's going to have a birthday hat on.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
And maybe if an asteroid or a castroid is coming your way and it's just crashed into your backyard.
Don't call 911.
No?
Text. The word is space.
What?
Space.
The final frontier?
Yep.
I see.
Text the word space to 68683. That is space to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck.
Oh, the castroid is here.
Oh, dear.
I hope those of you that don't dress up your pets win. The word the word this hour is Gardena.
Gardena. Spell that for the folks.
G-A-R-D-E-N-A.
Wow,
Gardena.
Well done.
Text that to 68683. That's Gardena to 68683 for your shot to win 2K today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you get more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock today.
Hey, that's the...
Oh, hey!
That's the castroid.
That did some damage.
The word for this hour is bush.
Woo!
B-U-S-H.
I do believe Marcy would say there's always time for bush. Anytime's a good time.
Text the word bush to 68683. That is bush to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you get more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight. And you are competing against fellow Los Angelinos, not one of these nationwide contests. So good luck.
Castroid hits people who dress their pets. The word for this hour is today.
Today, huh?
Text the word today to 68683. That is today to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Yeah, it's standard data messaging rates that apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight, and you are playing against fellow Los Angelinos instead of some sort of nationwide contest, so better chances to win. Good luck! Stephanie Lynn Nicks, Stevie Nicks, who are closest friends, born on this day in rock in 1948. In Phoenix, Arizona. The Broadway tribute to the Beatles called Beatlemania with a bunch of sound and lookalikes opened on this day in rock at the Winter Garden Theater in 1977. People really seemed to like it. Paul McCartney picked up his obviously well-deserved honorary doctorate of music on this day in rock in 2008 from Yale.